This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Valeria Virial. Date of birth, September the 27th, 1994. Case ID number is 4401489. Date of exam, December 2. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/23/22, and medical records from McAllen Medical Center dated 9/20/22. Identifying information, this is a 28-year-old divorced female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hand/knee/ankle pain, comma, anxiety/depression/insomnia, comma, and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2017, where she was working with the Marines for 3 years in active duty. And also before that time, she worked in retail sales for 2 to 3 years prior to that. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her children, and she is not receiving disability benefits. However, she is disabled with the Veterans Administration and is receiving disability benefits from them. Allegation number one, hand/knee/ankle pain. Number two, anxiety/depression/insomnia. And number three, lumbar sacral back pain. History of allegations, number one, hand/knee/ankle pain. The claimant states that in 2015, she started to develop pain in her knees, ankles, and in her hands, secondary to the heavy work that she did as working as a Marine. She was also diagnosed during that time with rheumatoid arthritis, and x-rays were performed which confirmed it. The claimant has a fracture of the right arm, which occurred in 2004, and had an open reduction internal fixation to repair that arm. She denies any injections of steroids that have been given. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning every day. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb two flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or button her clothes at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses and is presently seeing Dr. Ortegon and medical doctors from the Veterans Administration. She also takes naproxen 500 milligrams PRN as needed, which does give some relief. She says she does no other physical activity. Allegation number two, anxiety/depression/insomnia. The claimant states that since 2015, because of her life situation, she started to develop depression, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, poor concentration, comma, decreased memory, and severe anxiety. The claimant did go through a divorce and has two children. She was started on different medications, but at the present time, she is taking no medication, and her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2014, she injured her lumbar sacral back pain secondary to carrying a large backpack. She states the character of the pain is a sharp pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down both legs. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back strain, lumbago. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 3 hours, lift approximately 15 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. No surgeries have been performed and no steroid injections given. Her daily activities include doing light housework, cooking, doing the laundry and stretching in the morning. She denies sleeping during the day, watching TV, or as she rarely goes to the grocery store. As noted earlier, she's being treated by a physician at the Veterans Administration and has seen a chiropractor for manipulation of her back. She has presently received 2 months of physical therapy. She is presently on naproxen, 500 milligrams POQD, which she takes whenever she has pain, and she states it gives some relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain, sprain, and lumbago. Family history: she does not know her father. Her mother is 50 and in good health. Medications: at the present time, she's being tapered off of prednisone. She is also taking methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 6 per week, and naproxen, 500 milligrams, PRN is needed. The claimant also has a steroid cream that she uses occasionally for pain, and carboxymethylcellulase optic drops, 2 drops BID for dry eyes. Medical problems: rheumatoid arthritis, bursitis of the right knee, with tendonitis of the ankle, and also tendonitis of the knees as well. History of fracture of the right arm, forearm, with open reduction internal fixation in 2004. Lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to sprain and lumbago, anxiety / depression / insomnia, history of COVID-19, major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation in June of 2020, cholecystectomy in December of 2021, and right forearm fracture in 2004 with open reduction and internal fixation performed. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, but does have a past history of chlamydia in 2016. Physical examination: temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 172 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 126 over 79 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 28.4. General: this is a 28-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences in HEENT? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25, pinhole is 20/25, corrected is 20/20, binocular uncorrected is 20/25, and binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological on the first page? the last sentence, reflex of the patella and ankle, were 1 plus on the right side and 2 plus on the left side, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at plus 2. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and left lower extremities, except for a decreased range of motion of the right knee secondary to tendonitis and bursitis. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee and decreased range of motion and strength of the right knee, which is mild secondary to tendonitis and bursitis. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she wears a right knee brace for support. Neurological exam, grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to grasp, pinch, and oppose fingers and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, except for a slight decrease in the right patellar reflex at plus 1. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays. Of the right hand, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the right foot, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a right knee tendonitis / bursitis. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, hand, knee, ankle pain, secondary to rheumatoid arthritis, bursitis, and tendonitis, normal physical exam at this time, except for decreased range of motion of the right knee. Appears to be fairly stable. Number 2, anxiety / depression / insomnia, not being treated at this time. However, the claimant appears to have a normal psychological exam at this time. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain, dash normal physical exam, lumbargo. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Barbaria Valeria Virial.